This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm back with another program, and we have a special guest, Emily Hervey, who is a graduate student, and she's been doing a lot of research on adolescents and kids and young adults making transitions, and a lot of fascinating stuff is going on. Let's continue on where we left off.
Okay, well, last time we were talking a little bit about just the effects of transition and how really it can be more difficult coming back to the parents' culture than expected. In fact, a lot of times TCKs will rank the challenge of coming back to their parents' culture higher than when they went overseas. And just to take that a step further, the research that I did, which included over 100 college-age students who grew up overseas, showed that level of challenge coming back and the previous time moving overseas really affected the stressors that they experienced while currently in college. So one of the things that came from that was the themes of what was most difficult. And I think it's really important to be aware of what remains challenging that sometimes people wouldn't expect or wouldn't be aware of. So one of the main themes was fitting in.
Yeah.
What was ranked as the top area of challenge, or a couple of the top areas, were feeling lonely, feeling like others didn't understand, and feeling like they didn't fit in. Along with that, too, is missing friends and family. That was number one, was missing friends and family. And I think that really speaks to the importance of those relationships.
Yeah, that's interesting because often, you know, I know when students go away to college, there is that miss. But I think we have a myth in this culture that kids are more autonomous and independent than they actually are. And it's kind of a myth that is informed by television. But I mean, you're describing people that probably had a strong sense of identity with their family and with what they came from. And so it was that much more painful for them, I would guess.
And I think a lot of it, too, is being aware that they're back in this culture that many people assume they belong to because they might look like the majority. But really, they often don't feel at home. And so the friends that they grew up with who had similar experience in living abroad, the family that they were with going through all those challenges is suddenly gone, often all the way across the world.
Yeah, really. And then they're in a very strange place if it's a college setting. Well, you know, the people you studied, were they mostly college students then?
They were all college students.
They were all college students. Yeah. Okay. So then it sounds like the more difficult, you know, you've said this, but I'm just hearkening on this, that the more difficult the transition was earlier in their life, the more difficult they were expressing themselves at the time of your study.
That's right. And that really speaks to the long-term effects and the importance of facilitating those transitions.
Yeah. Now, as probably an anxious parent, I would find myself saying, wow, what do you think I should do? And if I was, you know, if I could catch you in the hallway, I'd say, well, what should I do? You know, and I'd want the answer right there. I don't think you can give it. But What do you think this says to parents as far as particularly those who've had gone through difficult transitions?
Well, I think one of the key areas is being careful not to make expectations. The parent's transition is very different than their child's. They're going back to what they know. They're going back to their home where they grew up. They grew up in that culture. They're going to what's familiar to them. While the kids are going to a completely new place. And while they might have, in this day and age, more awareness through the internet or other sources like that, and that's just a variety. Some people live in very isolated places. Some people live in more modernized places. But either way, they're coming into this new environment. And often there is the expectation that they'll fit right in. And that's often not accurate.
Well, listening to that, then that says to me, you know, let me try this out and see if that makes sense to you. When you say, be careful with your expectations, that may say to me, well, don't expect them just to be fine. That maybe not getting overly anxious about how they're doing, but check in with them. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'd want to be a little bit more transparent about some of the struggles I was having in case they were feeling uncomfortable talking. Because mm-hmm. I know sometimes my kids have had expectations that they have to behave in certain ways because of who I am, and I want them to be themselves. But I have to, when I tell them that I've been struggling, then they give that back to me. Would that make sense?
That is definitely a wonderful step to take for there to be open communication between kids and parents, mm-hmm. For there to be really a safe place, because they're coming back into an environment where they often don't feel they have a safe place to share, because at least their peers aren't in a place that they can understand or relate to that experience. And so having at least the family be a place where they can express mm-hmm. their frustrations and anxiety or whatever else is going through their minds can be a wonderful tool.
I was just struck by, you know, I'm kind of connecting the dots as you're talking here. And let's say that I have a child that was probably not very demonstrative or communicative mm-hmm. in their as their high school years ended. And they've had some difficult transitions, and I'm wondering how they're doing. And then I wonder how I'm going to reach out to them in a way, especially if they're not necessarily communicative back. I mean, not everybody talks like psychologists, for example.
Right. The
world would be a funny place if they did. But, you know, maybe that's something we can cover later. But this has been very helpful. I've really... you know, I enjoy listening to you talk about these research things and then drawing some conclusions. And I hope that those of you that are thinking about this, it's not meant to be something to make us more anxious, because I think we have to realize that transitions, even if they are rocky, they can level out over time. And, you know, if you take just a picture, a snapshot right at a moment, it may seem quite difficult. But if you come back and take multiple snapshots, you may see that there is a trend towards things getting better and that there is hope. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.